Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello and welcome to the Living Hope program today. Today I want to take us into Matthew chapter 2, and we're just going to spend a little time reflecting on those wise men, those magi that came from the east to Jerusalem, and the reaction of King Herod to all of the events that are going to unfold concerning the birth of Jesus. Well, these things are worthy of consideration whatever time of year we're in. It's very easy just to, as it were, get over the Christmas story around December and then to move on. But the truth of what we see and the people who play a major part in terms of their responses and their attitude, these are things that are true for any and every time of year. What we read is that there were this group of wise men who travel following a star. Now, there's lots of speculation about exactly what the star was, but certainly the Bible makes it very clear that there was a particular star in the sky that was discerned to be unique and special, and that it would have a sense of if you follow the star, you're going to come to a very, very important event. And that's what they set out to do. They set out and they find the star, and obviously they're navigating their way, and they believe that Jerusalem is the place that they need to come to. But when they come to Jerusalem, their instinct is to go to King Herod. And Herod is really alarmed at the ideas that they have. A king about to be born following a star. I'm king in Israel. I'm the one in charge in Judea. And therefore, no one else should have any part, no credence, no authority. And he, in his heart, is scheming of ways. Should these wise men not be lunatics and totally out of control? If there's any truth in what they're thinking, well, he needs to find this baby and destroy this baby himself. And one of the things that they do is they consult scripture as a result of this visit. Well, I suppose it's good they consult scripture. That's always good. Just a shame that they didn't do it with a rather more seriousness, because he's saying, well, whereabouts is this Messiah you talk about to be born? I guess he was wondering, is it Jerusalem? But they look up the prophetic scriptures and they come across the scripture in Micah, and they say, well, it's Bethlehem in the land of Judea. Now, I can tell you, having made the journey, that from Jerusalem to Bethlehem is no short distance. It's not miles and miles, but it would take you an hour or two in a modern vehicle, and so probably a good day or two if you were walking. Well, they set out, and they're going to go to Bethlehem. And it's at this point, looking at this star, that they come to a decision that now we know where this child has been born. And they go into the place that they've been directed to. They see the star. They come to the house. They see the child with Mary. They bow down and worship, and they offer their treasures, gold, incense, and myrrh. They decide, having again had a dream and a vision from God, they decide that going back via Jerusalem and having a conversation with Herod is not a good idea, and therefore they just get out of it and they cross the borders and they make their way home. But Herod, hearing that the wise men have not bothered to come back, he gets very, very angry, and he puts a plan into shape that will execute baby boys 2 years and under. It's an absolutely horrific time. We must stop and listen to some worship, and my good friend Patrick will join me to share more.
Sound of many waters is the praise from your sons and daughters. Hear it rising from your people. It's our worship. Like the sound of many waters is the praise from your sons and daughters. Hear it rising your people. It's our worship. It's our heart's call. And all I want is you. All I want is you.
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've joined Richard now to look further at the story of the wise men that we read in Matthew chapter 2, and also that of King Herod. The wise men, the three kings, whatever they were, we're not entirely sure, but it seems that they were astrologers. They were people who looked at the stars and could read significance into what they saw.
Yes, they certainly did that. We have no sense at all that there's anything wrong going on here. Certainly the Bible is very clear that there are, as it were, stargazers and people looking into the future. Mm. That is very unacceptable to God. But this isn't in that realm. This is a genuine seeking, a desiring for truth. And basically, as they look at the star patterns, they see a change, and they have this deep conviction. This is a significant thing. The Messiah is about to be born.
Mm. And they must have felt serious enough about it in order to make that journey.
Well, that's right, because clearly there would have had to be a degree of preparation. Mm. The distance, we don't know exactly how far, but it seems a very long journey they made. And so food and animals, all of that had to be got ready. So it wasn't a kind of a fly-by-night, thoughtless thing. Mm. It was a very planned expedition.
Yeah. And what do we make of King Herod then, and his involvement in all of this?
Well, in many ways, he's a very real picture of Satan, who just hates God. Mm. And hates the plans of God and all that God desires and wants. And Satan is absolutely opposed to it. And this comes out in this sort of megalomaniac, this really insecure person who he killed loads of his family. Mm. He's a very, very dangerous person to be around. And he just doesn't want another king around, and he'll do everything to stop it.
Well, finally then, you mentioned that you've travelled to this area fairly recently as we make this programme. Was there a sense as you look back on what you saw and experienced, you know, a sense of place, a sense of the significance about the places that you saw?
Yes, I think that in the midst of commercialism, in the midst of lots of buildings that have been changed, churches that have been planted on the sites, I would say without doubt that in so many of the places of significance where Jesus died, where he was buried in the tomb, the Garden of Gethsemane and Bethlehem, there is no doubt in my mind that visiting these places gives you a very real concept of it really happened. Mm. This is not fiction. This is truth, as the Word of God tells us.
Fascinating stuff. Richard, thank you very much indeed. Join us again next time as we continue looking at God's Word in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.